Some jobs have incredibly high workloads, overwhelmingly so. Heavy workloads are a major contributor to stress at work. You can feel overwhelmed with a massive to-do list that never seems to end. You never feel that sense of accomplishment that you've done everything you need to do. There always seems to be something else with a deadline or a high expectation from management. Increased stress levels means increased stress chemicals, cortisol and adrenaline, which may have physical side effects in your body, such as digestion problems, headaches, muscle aches, difficulty sleeping. This then reduces your productiveness and leads to burnout. Stressed people often experience the feeling of fight, flight or freeze, becoming aggressive or wanting to run away, or just not wanting to do anything as you don't know where to start. My classic go-to response is, right, that's it, I'm selling up, moving to Thailand and I'm going to work in a bar. Additional factors can worsen stress, such as having unclear expectations of what is expected from you, or lack of support and understanding from management. Also, the lack of control around how you manage your workload or how you complete your work. Now, two clever people called Lazarus and Folkman came up with a theory around stress and how much it affects us. They said that we experience stress when we have a demand placed upon us, but we don't feel we have the resources to meet the demand. So the demand is our workload, and the resources are either our time or our ability to complete the task. Sometimes we believe we aren't capable of completing the task or don't know how to do it. So what they discovered is the amount of stress we feel isn't related to the level of demand or the level of resources, but what we think will happen if we don't complete all the work. So someone with a larger workload and little time, but who has the ability to rationalize what will happen if it's not completed, will be less stressed than someone with a smaller workload, but who catastrophizes what will happen if not completed. Basically, thinking their life will be over and they'll be homeless, are more stressed. Interesting, isn't it? So they came up with two approaches to manage stress. Firstly, a problem-based approach, and secondly, a cognitive approach. Let's talk about the problem-based approach first. Can you reduce the level of demand and or increase the resources available to meet the demand? Now, you might instantly be swearing at me saying, don't be stupid. I get that, but I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. When was the last time you undertook a workload review where you looked at all the jobs you had to do and prioritised them? And I mean ruthlessly prioritise them. Not all tasks are equal, and not all tasks have to be done to the best of your ability. Look at the bigger picture. Focus on higher impact tasks. Break down larger tasks. Also, and this can be applied to your personal life, how much are you doing that really isn't as important? That is the prioritising. Or are you doing some things that actually don't need to be done? Particularly do this when you have a period of intense work. Ready meals and the odd takeaway aren't going to harm anyone. Remember, all food is nutritional, and stressing about food is more harmful than eating allegedly unhealthy food. Then look at your work habits. Can you optimise those? Now look, I know a lot of people aren't a fan of the term work smarter, but that's really what it is. Can you allocate time without distractions? And I know that might seem impossible, but people manage when you're off sick or when you're not there for some other reason. Block time for specific tasks and try to stick to it. There's something called Parkinson's Law, which says that work will expand to fill the time available for completion. So allocate a specific amount of time and get it done in that time. Some of my best work has been last minute or in a short period of time. Can you delegate or outsource some of the workload with colleagues or an assistant? Are there any tasks you can automate with a tool or a script? Technology is amazing. Let's use it. AI. Part of working smarter is also about looking after yourself. If you've got a race to run, you make sure the car is up to spec. You don't keep it short of oil or petrol. You get what I'm saying. If you want to work top for you, you look after yourself physically. Hunger, tiredness, stress, chemicals all reduce our ability to be optimum. And again, I'm sure you'll be going, but some I don't have the time. It's about priorities. If you want something to change, you have to change something. So if you've done all this and you're experiencing stress still, and let's face it, you will, although maybe reduced, then look to the emotion-based approach. Stop catastrophizing what will happen if you don't complete all the work. By catastrophizing, you're producing your stress chemicals, which will reduce your productivity. So rationalize the stress. And that's what the second activity with this resource is designed to help. If you can't change a situation, change how you think about it. What actually is likely to happen if you don't complete the work? What will you do if that does happen? Stress is made worse by what if catastrophizing. So even in the worst case scenario, you lose your job, what will you do? Don't be afraid to think about it. There is always another solution and you will be okay. So bear in mind, none of this will work unless you actually want it to and that you make steps towards it. And it will take effort. So do you want to manage your workload and stress levels more effectively? Then work at it. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen if you want it. And keep practicing new thoughts and behaviours. Thank you for listening. And remember, you are amazing.